Naldic Podcasts. Frequently asked questions.
Our school has a lot of VAL learners on the SEN register. Is this a justifiable situation?
Probably not. Historically, there has been some confusion around special educational needs in EAL, resulting in misdiagnosis and consequently some inappropriate provision. In general, research suggests there is no more likelihood that a learner of English as an additional language has special educational needs than a monolingual learner. It is evident, however, that some EAL learners do have additional special educational needs. Teasing out the difference between EAL and SEN can be difficult, particularly for learners new to English. Sometimes EAL learners can seem withdrawn or perhaps appear to be making slow progress. However, there can be a multitude of educational, social, and emotional reasons to explain this situation. Firstly, it is important to have as full a picture as possible of a learner's previous education. Lack of formal education, interrupted schooling, starting school late, poor attendance, or transferring regularly would all have an effect, as would the type of school attended, the language medium, and the style of teaching. Where possible, assessment of proficiency in first language can be a useful strategy, as well as using a first language speaker to help assess a learner's knowledge and ability in different curriculum areas. Observation of an EAL learner as they interact with their peers in a variety of formal and informal situations will also provide valuable information. Above all, try not to jump to conclusions too early. Monitor the situation over time, and where necessary, involve specialists in this area.